morning, everyone. Let's turn to the person next to us. Tell them how glad you are having them next to you.
我们到新年快乐，我们到周边的人互相问好。
Yeah, whenever you do that, you have to smile.
不管你做什么，你要面带笑容。
Because I want to let you know that, you know, smile says a lot, right?
你的欢喜快乐，微笑说明了很多。
This morning, I'm not sure if I should preach or not.
今天早上我不知道我是不是应该来这样来讲道。
The choir was so good.
因为这个诗班确实是这样的美好。
I had no idea what they were saying.
实际上我不知道唱的具体的歌词是什么。
But I felt that they loved Jesus.
但我可以真实地感觉到我们大家是这么的爱我们的耶稣基督。
And the praise was amazing.
然后我们的敬拜赞美是这样的美好。
The first song, let's all get together to worship God, I sung it in Korean.
第一个歌我是在自己在听的时候我自己在用韩语在讲。
And the second song, you know, Deacon Jason showed me where that song is from, so I was just reading it a little bit. The Lord is my light and my salvation, whom shall I fear?
第二段敬拜的诗歌的时候，Jason向我讲了相对的经文在什么地方，我自己就读了这样的经文，然后再同时在歌唱。How can
David say that? And you find that in the second half of that song, one thing I ask from the Lord, this only do I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life.
第二首诗歌就讲我一生所愿的就是能够一生一世住在你的殿中，赞扬你的荣光。
We just meditate that for this worship. I think that's good.
如果我们就是让我们静静的思想神的话语，这样对我们是十分美好的。Because
what I want to talk about today was how do you handle rejection in life?
今天我要讲的正道的主题是为义受逼迫。I
think the answer is if you dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of your life, you'll figure it out.
如果我们能够在神的殿中，瞻仰他的荣光，我们就不会有任何惧怕。
So I know the Korean and Chinese New Year's in the 29th of this month. So it's kind of weird saying Happy New Year, but Happy New Year anyway.
Our
family gather on the 1-1.
我们的家庭在1月1号的时候已经庆祝了新年。
And this year we had 43 of us there.
今年的话，我们家里面有43个人在一起庆祝新年。
So my nieces, nephews, they're all there, and my house was so packed.
我的外甥、外甥女和所有的家人都在那里，我的房间是到处都是人。
We usually go to my brother's house, it's much bigger, so we have more room.
通常是我到我兄弟的家里面去，因为他的房子比较大。
But I told them, because my house is smaller, we're so intimately sitting next to each other.
但是今年的话，我要求在我的家里面来过新年的庆祝，因为是我的家虽然比较小，但是因此我们能够更亲密的能一起来庆祝新年。
And I was thinking while listening to the choir that our choir sounds like this is a church of 500.
我们在听到我们这个诗班的敬拜赞美的时候。 他们的声音是如此的洪亮，让我感觉到好像是一个有500人的教会一样。
I thought it would be amazing if this place was too small for us and there's intimacy there because we're worshiping the Lord.
我真心的希望我们教会能够壮大，让我们这个敬拜的礼堂会感觉到很小。
So choir did their job, right? So we need to do our job and fill this place so it feels small for us.
诗班做了他们美好的工作，让我们一起来努力，能够壮大扩展我们的教会。I
hope that takes place this year as each one of us believe there's only one place we want to be, that is in the house of the Lord.
希望大家在新的一年里能够真实地感觉到我们唯一想要做的是能够在神的殿中来敬拜他。Let
me read from Matthew 5, 10 through 13, and we'll get started.
我们现在来读 马太福音5章10到13。 为义受逼迫的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。人若因我辱骂你们、逼迫你们、捏造各样坏话诽谤你们，你们就有福了，应当欢喜快乐， 因为你们在天上的赏赐是大的，在你们以前的先知人也是这样逼迫他们。
We've just started year 2025 for those of us who celebrate the Western calendar, but sometimes people don't leave their baggage in 2024 and they bring it to a new year.
我们虽然刚刚开始庆祝了新的一年2025年1月1号刚刚过去，但是我们很多人把旧的一年的包袱也带到了新的一年中间。
I don't know about this congregation, but I know some of our people, they already feel weighted and heavy.
我不知道我们这个嘉恩教会是不是这样，但我知道有些教会已经是新年刚刚开始，他们已经感觉到生活的重担。
Soon it's going to be tax season and they're going to feel heavier.
很快报税的时间季节又要到了，他们会更加的有心情沉重，有焦虑。
There's specific things in life that steals joy and happiness from us.
在这个世上有些事情会把我们的喜乐会偷走。
And one of those things is when we try to please everybody.
其中一个事情就是说，如果我们试图想取悦所有的人的话，这样我们的喜乐就会消失。
If you're obsessed about getting everybody to like you, you're not going to be too happy in 2025.
如果你特别的关注于想让所有的人都喜欢你的话，你在2025年不会有很多的快乐。
If you're going to be approved by everyone in the world to like you, this is not going to be a good year for you.
如果你的目标就是想让所有人喜欢你的话，你2025年不会是一个很好的一年。
You read the Bible, you quickly discover that even Jesus was not liked by everybody.
如果我们研读圣经的话，我们知道耶稣基督也不是所有的人都喜欢他。
He had people who reject him.
在耶稣在世的时候，也很多人拒绝了他。
I've been working on chapter 5 with the DC congregation, and this is the last portion of Beatitudes.
这个系列是在DC 教会的话，这个系列是幸福学院。今天我们是最后的一讲。
And what you find immediately is that as you live these out, you're going to ruffle some feathers.
就是说，如果你真正的跟从八福的教导的话，你会惹怒一些。
So here's the key that Jesus is sharing with us. Happy and healthy are those who can handle rejection.
基督耶稣告诉我们的话，如果我们很喜乐和健康的心理的话，我们能够对付任何人的拒绝。
Happy are those who know that they're not going to be liked by everybody.
我们的喜乐，我们能够喜乐，我们知道我们不能取悦所有的人。
Happy are those who know that their faith and their belief is strong enough to stand firm when they're not liked.
我们有喜乐是因为我们的信仰是坚定的，即使世人拒绝我们仍然会坚持下去。
So how do you handle those troubles that come our way? And certainly it will.
我们如何面对这些来到我们面前的这些苦难呢？
I want to share that with you as we look at this particular section of the Bible.
我们下面来分享这段经文。
First thing you need to do is assess it. You need to evaluate it.
当我们受到逼迫的时候，我们第一件要做的事情就是要评估这个事情。
You have to ask yourself, am I suffering because of particular reason? If that reason is so and so, what is that reason?
我们首先要评估的是，如果我们受到逼迫的话，我们到底是因为什么原因而受到这样的逼迫？
Why am I being put down?
为什么别人会轻慢我？
Is it because I did something wrong, or is it because of Jesus Christ?
是因为我自己做错的事情了，还是因为耶稣基督的缘故？
Because not all suffering is the same.
并不是所有的苦难都是一样的。
If you drove too fast to church today and you got pulled over and got a ticket, you got a ticket. That's not suffering.
如果在今天早上你在来教会的路上，如果你超速的话，你会得到一张超速的罚单。这个是仅仅是个罚单，你这样并不是因为耶稣的缘故而受逼迫。
This morning I was coming to church, got all dressed up, and I never use cologne, but I thought, oh, I have one, let me try using it. So I used some of it.
今天早上来教会的时候，我很少用男士的香水，所以今天早上我说 ，OK， 让我来用一次好了。
My wife came out and said, "Did you use cologne?"
我的太太很快就意识到这个，就问我你是不是用了香水。
And she said, "You smell like an old man."
我太太就告诉我说你 很像一个老男人的这种味道。
That's not persecution.
这个评论并不是逼迫。
But you know what I was thinking on the way to church? I was thinking, what if I said that to her?
在我来教会的路上，我在想，如果我这样对她讲的话，会怎么样
？Honey, how do I smell?
如果我的太太问我我闻起来怎么样
？You smell like an old woman.
我这样直言告诉她说，你就像一个老女人的回答。
That would be persecution.
如果我这样讲的话，这样就是逼迫。
So when we're in trouble, you need to ask yourself, am I in trouble because of Jesus or because I made a poor choice?
当我们遇见困难的时候，我们要问自己，我们到底是因为自己的问题呢，还是因为耶稣信仰的缘故？
Jesus says, blessed are those who are being persecuted because of me.
耶稣基督教导我们说是为义受迫害的人有福了。
So you gotta ask what's really going on in my life.
我们要真实地问自己，审视自己，到底是事情的真相是什么样的。
Let me tell you about three Christians who always bring trouble upon themselves.
我下面要讲就是有三种基督徒经常会把问题困难带到他们生活当中。
First kind of person of Christian that brings persecution upon themselves are the guilty Christians.
第一种基督徒是负罪的基督徒。
This is a person who carries guilt like it's their best friend.
这样的基督徒经常是把这种负罪感带在身上，好像是他的最好的朋友，他就是他的负罪的感觉。
This is a person who convinces himself saying that I deserve what they're doing to me.
这样的基督徒往往是有一种受虐的倾向，就是说是我是应该受到惩罚。
I don't know why that's the case, but maybe they grew up in a family where the authority figure, like a father or mother or teacher, said you're not going to amount to anything, and they just kind of accepted it.
具体的原因是什么样？我猜想有可能是在他们成长的过程中，可能是他们的父母、他们的老师或者有权威的人物告诉他们，就是说你是不会成功的，你是会有很糟糕的一生。
So as an adult, they feel like they need to be punished all the time.
这样他们成年以后，他们会觉得我就是要常常受到惩罚。
So what happens in their life is that they look for the hardest boss to work for.
结果在生活中体现的一个具体的体现，就在工作中，他们会往往找那种特别难以相处的老板，愿意为这样的老板而工作。
They hang out with friends who are always criticizing.
他们找的朋友也是经常挑剔他们的这些朋友。
This is the person who thrives on being disciplined because of their guilt.
这样的基督徒就是他因为内心的这种负罪感，他们经常受到惩罚，反而是觉得是这样很正常。
Jesus did not say, "Blessed are those who need to be persecuted because of their guilt."
耶稣基督并没有告诉我们说是因为他们内心的这种负罪感，因此受到了这种惩罚，他们会受到。
Jesus is not talking about that kind of blessing here.
耶稣讲的并不是这样的逼迫和祝福。
The second kind of Christian who brings trouble upon themselves are the obnoxious Christians.
第二种基督徒是那些令人讨厌的基督徒。
These are the folks who want to shove Christianity into other people's mouths.
这样的基督徒往往是说强加于把他的基督信仰强加于别人。
There's few ways we can share the gospel. One is nice, warm glow.
我们有很多方法可以分享我们的信仰，其中一个就是温柔谦卑的来分享我们的信仰。
The other way is like a high beam. Aren't you annoyed when somebody high beams you while you're driving?
另外一种方式就是好像在开车，夜间开车的时候把你的那个大灯给打开，直接是照射的别人很不舒服。
If you're high beaming everybody with the gospel and they're saying stop it, that's not persecution.
如果你好像用汽车的大灯一样，用这种方式来分享福音的话，别人告诉你停下来，这样的话并不是逼迫。
That's normal reaction from people.
这是别人正常的一个反应。
I heard that in some states they're requiring all the schools to teach the Bible.
我听到就是说在有些州里面要求所有的学校里面都开始讲述教导圣经。
And you and I, as Christians, might go, that's right, that's the best thing.
如果因为我们都是基督徒，我们可能会觉得这就是最好的事情。
And I thought about it for a minute, and I thought, maybe that's not the best thing.
我思考了一下这个问题，我觉得也可能这并不见得是最好的事情。
If the Bible is taught as a Western culture foundation of principles, then I think that's okay.
如果在学校里面教导圣经的话，教导就是说圣经里面所讲的这种，道理，原理和道德标准是我们西方文明的根基的话，这是很好的事情。
Because Bible is so foundational to the Western principles and laws and how society works.
就是圣经里面的真理是西方文明和道德法律的基石。
So if you're not a believer, you don't believe in God, and you haven't read the Bible, you're ignorant.
如果你不是一个基督徒，如果你从来没有读过圣经的话，你不知道这些，那只是你的无知。
Because it's so foundational to our understanding of Western culture.
就是圣经对我们理解西方文明是特别的根本的。
But if the schools are teaching it like it is the word of God and trying to shove it into people's faces, then it's going to have a very bad reaction.
但是如果是学校里面教导圣经的话，就是说这就是神的话，把这些强加于这些不信的人的话，这样的话其实效果并不好。
Paul says in the book of Corinthians, stop judging the world. Let God do that. You take care of the church.
就是保罗在哥林多书里面书信里面讲过，就是说不要，我们不需要评判这个世界，我们需要做的是那个是神的要做的，我们要做的是管好复兴我们的教会。
So when you go out in the world, be this nice warm light.
我们在这个世上要成为这种发出温暖的光芒的基督徒。
I want to be with Wei because he's so warm. Right? You don't want to be, oh, I don't want Wei. No, we want to be warm and welcoming to people who doesn't know Jesus Christ. And for us who are believers, the Bible says this is how you ought to live your life. And sometimes you feel like God is spanking you.
就是我们作为基督徒，我们要把我们的温暖，这种传送给我们周边的人。
And because that's because God loves us.
因为基督爱我们，所以说我们能够把这个爱传递给我们周边的人。
If you're glaring and people are saying don't do that, that's not persecution.
对，如果我们想把我们的信仰强加于人的时候，别人告诉我们说，停止下来，这样的拒绝并不是逼迫。
Third kind of Christian that brings trouble upon themselves are the self-righteous Christians.
第三种把自己这种困难加带到自己的生活当中的是这种自义的基督徒。
This is the person who thinks they can go around and tell everybody what they're doing wrong.
这样的基督徒往往会觉得自己就是一种评判的标准，经常告诉别人做错了什么事情。
And when people come back and push back, they think, "Oh, I'm being persecuted."
如果别人不同意他这样做的话，他就往往会说：“哦，我自己受到了逼迫。”
That's not the kind of persecution Jesus is talking about here.
这样的所谓的拒绝，并不是耶稣在八福里面刚才我们所讲到的这种逼迫。
When I was younger, I thought because this is what I absorbed from the church, I thought the more people said no to me, the more spiritual I am.
在我年轻的时候，这是我一种错误的理解。我会觉得是如果。更多的人拒绝我，在传福音的时候拒绝我，我就觉得是我更加的属灵。
And people out share the gospel. It doesn't matter how I live my life. The more people said no to me as I'm sharing the gospel, the more spiritual I am.
就是在分享信仰的时候，越多的拒绝，就会让我觉得我更加的属灵。
And if somebody slams the door or says bad word to me, that's a bonus.
如果人在传福音的时候突然把他的门很当着我的面关上的话，或者对我说一些。不好的话的话，我觉得哦，这像是一个更多的一个奖赏。
That's not the persecution that Jesus is talking about.
这样也不是耶稣基督在这里所讲的为义受逼迫。
He says, "Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness' sake."
耶稣这里讲到的是为义而受逼迫。
What is righteousness? Is doing what's right in the eye of God.
这个为义受逼迫就是。做在神的眼中看为是正确的事情。
That's it. You're living according to the word of God.
就是我们因为遵照神的话而生活的时候受到逼迫。
It's not being offensive. It's not picking fights. It's not acting like you're superior than anybody else.
并不是要求我们处事的时候特别的有意的激怒别人，或者是有一种这种优越感，因为我们的信仰而产生优越感。
But I tell you, if you live according to the Bible, you will be persecuted.
但是我告诉大家，如果你真正的遵守在生活中体现出你的信仰的话，你会受到逼迫。
So one, if you're being persecuted, you got to assess it. Number two, don't amplify it.
第一件事就是说我们在受到逼迫的时候是要评估。第二件事情说不要把它有意的放大。
Yeah, don't make it bigger than what it is.
就是不要有意的放大。
In verse 11, it says, Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, or falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me.
就是第二章就是说是人若因我辱骂你们、逼迫你们、捏造各样的坏话、诽谤你们，你们就有福了。
It says they'll insult you. What is that? If you watch TV enough, you realize how the world views Christians.
如果有人辱骂或者轻慢你的话，你其实从很多这种现在的电视上就可以感受到。
Maybe better of phrasing it is how they want to view Christians.
一个更准确的是，就是说世人想怎么样看待基督徒。
It's interesting. Whenever they get a pastor out there to talk about an event, he's either a weirdo. It's kind of weird. This guy's not all the way here, or he's a pushover trying to get things his way, or he's a crook.
就是在如果在现在的这个传媒里面，如果他们想请一个牧师来评判一个事情时，他们所邀请的牧师往往就是一个很奇怪的，或者是这个牧师本身就是一个有问题的，是一个骗子的样子。
What's interesting is this: if you are really excited about 49ers football team, the world calls you a fan.
就是这个世界上也另一种现象，就是说，如果你特别喜欢，比如说美式足球是旧金山四十九人队的球迷，他就说 OK， 你是个很好的球迷。
But if you're serious about Jesus, they'll call you a fanatic.
但是如果你真正的信仰耶稣基督，为此特别热心的话，他们就说你是一个狂热分子。
In the 90s, when I grew up and you're really into Jesus, they'll call you Jesus freaks.
在九十年代，上个世纪九十年的时候，如果你真的是对耶稣基督大发热心的话，他们会说你就是耶稣基督怪人。
It's kind of double standard, but that's the reality of our life.
这是一个双重标准，在这个世上，就是这世界就是这个样子。
No one died because of insults. Don't exaggerate. Don't make it bigger than it is.
并没有人因为是别人的轻慢而死去。但我们所以说我们不要有意的放大这我们所遇到的轻慢。
He says, if you get really serious about Jesus, you're going to get insulted and then persecuted, which just means mistreated.
就是如果我们真正的跟随耶稣基督的话，我们会受到逼迫，就是告诉我们我们会受到不正当的对待。
And Jesus did not hide that from us. He said, follow me, and if you follow me, you'll have trouble in this world.
耶稣基督并没有粉饰这个事情，他告诉我们说，如果你要跟从我的话，你在这个世上就会遇到苦难。
In fact, the Greek word for witness is martos, which is the word that we get martyr.
就是希腊文的见证这个词，其实就是像它的词根是应该是跟做烈士是一样的。
So even in the very word, witness and martyrdom goes together.Right, because in the early church years, if you share about Jesus, they'll kill you.
就是做见证和做殉道者这两个其实是一致的，在因为在最初信仰刚刚传开的时候，你如果分享耶稣基督的信仰的话，你往往会成为殉道者。
Thankfully, you and I are not going to die in this nation because you believe in Jesus.
我们为此向上感谢。我们在这个美国，如果我们信仰耶稣基督，并不会因此而会遭受成为殉道者。
But there are people going through financial struggles and promotion issues because they stand upon the name of Jesus Christ.
但是我们知道，如果你因为信仰的缘故的话，你有可能会受到财务方面的损失和失去在工作上的一些晋升的机会。
I've known people who lost their promotion because they would not compromise their ethics.
我知道有人因为是他们不愿意不愿意就是说是妥协，为他们信仰而妥协的话，他们失去了晋升的机会。
Just think about COVID, right? We had thousands of rioters out there, no mask, all together rioting, destroying buildings. Government said that's okay.
想想在疫情期间的话， 我们知道有些几千人他们在那边应该是像动乱，他们在毁坏政府的各种建筑，但是政府却说可以，这样是可以的。
There's a church that worship outside in their parking lot, in their car, 6 feet apart. And the pastors in the front, they're all in their car, and the government said, you guys cannot worship here.
有一个这样的教会主，他们在疫情期间的话，他们在自己的车里面，在自己教会的停车场里面来敬拜神，但是政府却告诉他们这样不可以。
There's a church in Southern California that got sued by the state of California because they decided we're going to keep meeting.
在南加州有一个这样的教会，他们在疫情期间，他们决定要继续开放教会崇拜神，结果他们被加州政府来起诉。
That church would have disappeared if it was a small church.
那个教会如果是小的教会的话，可能会因此而关闭。
But they were financially strong enough to stand up to the state of California. By end of that whole thing, it cost them $800,000.
因为这是一个比较大的教会，他们有自己的财务也比较雄厚。但是结果在这个事情最终他们胜利的时候，他们还是花了$80,000在这个诉讼上面。
And I think one of the beauties about U.S. is that the church won in the courts.
就是最终的话，这个具体的事例的话，这个教会是取得了最终的胜利。
Why are you suffering?And if you are suffering in the name of Jesus, don't blow it up. Third thing the Bible says is people will slander you and say false things about you.
第三个就是说，如果别人诽谤和诬告你的话，
they'll say lies about you, why you're doing the things that you do.
他们会散播关于你的谣言，曲解你的动机。
So often when I watch the American TV, pastors and leaders in the church are seen as manipulators and greedy, hungry, and chasing after money all the time.
如果我们看美国电视，他们在描绘这个教会的牧师的情况，经常说他们是特别的愿意操纵别人，为了自己的金钱利益。
I tell you, for every one of those guys, there are hundreds of pastors who are not like that.
即使有这样的人的话，即使有一个这样的人，就有更多的一百个。百倍的愿意为主而忠心服侍的牧师。
Jesus was accused of being a drunkard.
耶稣基督在这个世上的时候就被法利赛人指控为是一个醉汉。
They say you're a glutton because you are eating with the sinners.
法利赛人控告他是贪吃的醉汉，因为是他跟有罪的人在一起。
They say you're casting out and healing people in the power of the devil, not of God.
他那个耶稣基督所行的神迹，救人的神迹，他们也指控耶稣是从魔鬼而来的这种能力。
You notice Jesus didn't go around all the towns of Jerusalem and go, look what these guys are saying about me. No, what did he do? Just kept doing his ministry.
在耶稣基督在世的时候，虽然受了这样的不公的指控，但他并没有在当地以色列到处宣扬他所受到的逼迫，而是继续做主神让他要做的事情。
Jesus is saying, "Happy are those who have the strength to do what is right, even when others are lying about you."
耶稣基督告诉我们的话，如果我们有这种坚强的力量，能够做正确的事情，即使是别人反对的话，这样我们会有真正的喜乐。
This is why, if you want everybody to like you, you lose your freedom and your joy like this.
如果这就是告诉我们，如果我们其实想让所有人都喜欢我们的话，我们会彻底的失去我们真正的内心的喜乐。
The most incredible part about this scripture comes in the next one. He says, "When you're persecuted, rejoice and be glad in it."
在这个经文里面，特别下面一段就说，在受逼迫的时候，你要欢喜快乐。
So in verse 12, he says, "Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven." For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you.
就是马太福音五章十二节告诉我们，应当欢喜快乐，因为你们在天上的赏赐是大的。在你们以前的先知，人也是这样逼迫他们。
When I was much younger, I read this verse and I'm like, "What is going on? This doesn't even make sense to me."
在我年轻时，我读这个经文的时候，我就是。不能够理解，完全不能理解。
Rejoice and be glad when some other people are hurting you, lying about you. What is going on here?
在你自己正在遭受苦逼迫的时候，在你别人在诽谤你的时候，你却能欢喜快乐，这到底是怎么回事？
It's like Bible is saying, what? You're getting persecuted, thank you Jesus, and having a party, and didn't make sense to me.
好像是说是别人在逼迫你的时候，你好像要为此而开一个派对的样子，这个对我来说是完全不合理。
Then one day it made sense because you're not rejoicing because of the trouble, you're rejoicing because of the reason why you're getting troubled.
在有一天的话，神开启了我，让我彻底明白了这段经文的意思，并不是我们为我们所遭受的逼迫而欢喜快乐，而是我们遭逼迫的原因而欢喜快乐。
Let me close with these. There are three things Jesus says you ought to rejoice when your persecution is truly because of your faith in Jesus Christ.
在下面我要讲关于真正的能够欢喜快乐的三点。
Jesus says to be happy, you ought to be happy because you found cause worth living for.
第一是基督说要欢喜快乐，因为你找到了生命的意义。
He says, "Be happy because you're being persecuted because of His sake and His righteous sake."
这是为义而受逼迫，你要欢喜快乐。
Something that's bigger than you, something that is beyond you. Everyone needs a cause that's bigger than you.
就是说，你受逼迫是超越了你自己，是超越你自己以外的一个这个真理生命的目的。
And the Bible says you are in a good company when that happens because you're in the company of Abraham, Isaac.David and all these great men that came before you, you are in the same shoes. You are in a good company.
就是如果我们为义而受逼迫的时候，你是在有很好的同伴，因为在此之前的圣经上这个信仰的先贤们，比如说亚伯拉罕、大卫、雅各，他们都是这样受过逼迫。
Some of us read about Viktor Frankl, the psychiatrist who survived Nazi concentration camp.
有一个这样的是一个心理学家叫 Frankl 他在二战的时候犹太的集中营里面待过。
While he was in this concentration camp, he studied people. Why do some people give up and die? And why do some people hold on and live?
他在集中营的时候，他在观察为什么有些人能够彻底的丧失就是丧失的生命的目的。然后会死很容易死去，但有些人能够坚持不懈的，有对生命的这种盼望，能够生存下来。
He discovered that survivors all had a cause, a purpose to live for.
他发现所有的最终能够挺过去的，在集中营挺过集中营这段迫害的，因为他们都有一个生命的目的。
And the people who died were people who had no reason to live another day.
这些过世的不能够挺过这个集中营迫害的，往往很多人他们中间没有发现能够再继续活下去的意义。
So there he discovers that the foundation of life is having a sense of meaning and purpose, and Jesus says, "There it is. I'm giving it to you."
他发现就是生命的最主要的基石是要对生命有一定的意义和目的。
Our foundation.Our purpose in life is know Jesus, be with Jesus, walk with Jesus. It's all about Jesus.
我们生活的，我们作为基督徒生活的目的，就是要知道耶稣基督，跟耶稣基督同行，时时寻求他的同在。所有的事情都是耶稣基督。
Because the wealth and the beauty and what the world offers cannot sustain us.
就世上所有的美丽和财富，并不能够永远的支撑我们。
It's not that they're bad, it's just that if you rely on it, it'll be disappointing to you.
并不是这个事情本身是坏的，而是如果你完完全全依靠它的话，你会失望。
My English teacher said this, people say money doesn't make you happy, but I sure want to try.
我的以前的英文老师告诉我，就说是虽然是财金钱不能使你快乐，但是我还是想尝试一下。
I look back and go, wow, I had a dumb English teacher.You know why? Because there are people who had it all and tells us it's not what it's supposed to do. Or at least they thought what it would do. Many years ago, it's okay. Many years ago, Hyundai, you know, the car company, they do a lot more than that, right? They lost so much money because of bad investment.
就是韩国这个现代公司，他们做很多事情，除了汽车之外，他们很多年前的话有很大的损失，金融损失。
But he still had, the elder son still had billions of dollars under him.
但是个加州继承人就是个长子，还是有几十亿、几百亿的美金的财富。
He should be happy.
他应该是会很快乐，在世人的眼中看来。
How many of us can use $1 billion? Just two of us? You're not being honest with me here. All right? But you know what he did? He jumped off a building. He killed himself.
虽然这个就是说这个家族的继承人，现代公司的这个继承人长子，虽然有几百亿的财富，但他还是觉得很绝望，他就是跳楼自杀了。
Jesus is cause bigger than any of us can possibly imagine.
就耶稣基督是比我们所有人都要更广大真实。
Jesus says, "Be happy when you're persecuted in my name, because you know you're doing the right thing."
耶稣基督教导我们说，为义受迫害，你应该欢喜快乐，因为你知道你做正确的事情。
It feels good to do the right thing, even though the result may not be the thing that you expected.
就说我们能够做正确的事情，即使是这样，会给我们带来不好的结果。
When I was a younger pastor, I heard a story about this particular pastor in Korea.
我年轻的时候有一个关于在南韩一个牧师的一个故事。
He was a very famous pastor, so all the other churches wanted him.
就是他当时是一个在韩国很有名的一个牧师，所有的教会，很多教会都想，希望能够这个知名的牧师到他们那个教会牧会。
They say, "Pastor, come over. We'll give you more money."
有些教会就说，如果你到我们这里来牧会的话，我们会给你更多的金钱。
Pastor, come over. Our church is bigger than yours.
有些教会大的教会就说，你到我们这里来，我们这个教会这个会众更多。
They gave all kinds of reason to come over to their church.
他们给这位韩国牧师有各种各样的这种原因来希望能够吸引他到他们的教会去牧会。
And this pastor said this, "I'm not a cow in an auction place that I go to place because they pay me more."
这个牧师的回答就是说是我不会是因为是别人给我更多的钱，我就会从一个地方到另外一个地方，仅仅为了追逐金钱。
I remember that and try to keep it. It's not easy. It's not easy for you either. It's not easy for me either. Oh, because it's past easy? No.
我年轻的时候听到这个故事，一直在我的心里面，所以我也尝试的把它，在生活中体现出来。但这并不是件容易的事情。
Doing the right thing is hard for all of us.
做正确的事情对我们很多人往往都是挺困难的。
But if you do the right thing, God will give you peace.
但是如果你坚持做正确的事，在神眼中看为正确的事情，神会给你带来平安。
But think about how much we've changed. Many years ago, there's a movie called Chariots of Fire that won Academy Award.
在美国这个文化也改变了很多。在很多年前有个电影叫《烈火战车》。
And the movie was about this man, a Jewish man, who wouldn't run on a Sunday for a sure gold medal for him, and instead he went to church to worship God.
这个电影就是讲一个犹太裔的运动员，他拒绝在星期天去参加一个比赛，虽然他当时的成绩的话，可以保证他能够拿到一个奥运的金牌。
Imagine.It's a movie about their faith in God and want academy. That movie is not going to even make it to theaters today.
就是在很多年前，美国会做这样拍摄这样的电影，关于信仰的电影。在今天的话，这个时代，这种电影根本就不可能会被拍摄出来，或者电影院里面放映。
But is it just the world? No, we have changed.
难道仅仅是这个世界改变了吗？我们也。
This man said, "I am not going to run for a gold medal because I'd rather worship God on Sunday." How many people do you know that will do that on a Sunday today?
说这个运动员就说是我在星期天一定要去敬拜我的上帝，我不会为了金牌的缘故而不去敬拜我的上帝。在今天的话，会有多少人愿意做这样的事情
？Oh, how we have backslid.
就是我们确实每个人都有可能相比这么多年前都往后退后了。
Maybe in 2025, you and I can make a commitment. I will not miss worshiping God with the community of God this year. Doesn't matter if it's a birthday, finals, doesn't matter any of that stuff. And if my business takes me to China, I'm going to worship God there. Wherever I am, I will not miss worshiping the Lord on the Lord's Day.
让我们在新的一年2025年做下这样一个许愿，不管我们在什么时间，从来不会什么时间什么地点，不任何原因，我们都不要错失在主日来敬拜神的这个事情。
And if you do that, difficulties will come. The Bible says this: God is for us. Who can be against us?
如果你这样做的话，可能会有一些困难，但是圣经告诉我们。如果神是为我们的话，谁能够拒绝我们
？Third, Jesus says you ought to be rejoiced and be glad because you'll be ultimately rewarded.
耶稣基督告诉我们的话，我们要欢喜快乐，因为我们在天上的赏赐是大的。
If you have a Bible, open up to Mark chapter 10. I don't have it on here, so Mark chapter 10, verse 29. Mark chapter 10, verse 29. Jesus is telling about reward here for those who stand for his name. And this is what he says.
就是马可福音10:29，耶稣说，我实在告诉你们，人为着我和福音舍弃了房屋、弟兄、姊妹、母亲、父亲、儿女、田地，没有不在今生得百倍。
Did you catch that? 100 times as much. That's 10,000% interest. How many of you have your money in the bank that gives you 10,000% interest?
就是百倍的话是这个百分比是很高的。我们在把钱放在银行是不可能得到这样的回报。
Bible says you can't take what you have with you, but you can send it ahead of you.
圣经告诉我们，你现今生所有的东西，你在你死去的时候并不能带走一点。但是圣经告诉我们，我们可以为了未来来世永生而投资。
And you send it ahead of you by investing in his world, investing in Christ, investing in eternity.
我们要为永生为耶稣基督而来投资。
There's a missionary who spent all his life in Africa.
有一个传教士，他在一生都是在非洲传教。
In our mind, he sacrificed a lot. He lost his wife and kids to the tropical disease there.
在我们世人的眼中看来的话，他失去的所有的一切，他的妻子和儿女都是在非洲因为得热带疾病而过世。
He remained there and served faithfully until he was too old to carry on the ministry.
他一生都是在非洲传教，直到他很老的时候。他再也不能够传教。
When he finally left to America, he was penniless, poor health, completely unknown.
但他们决定回来的时候，他是身无分文，健康也很糟糕。
On the ship ride home, on that ship was President Roosevelt, happened to be there.
在他回美国的这个轮船上面，罗斯福总统也是在同样一个轮船上。
And when they arrived in New York, as Roosevelt got off that ship, people were cheering him, banners were there, crowds were saying, welcome back. All these accolades were thrown at him.
当罗斯福总统下船的时候，下面就是锣鼓喧天，也有旌旗招展，大家所有人都欢迎罗斯福总统回到美国。
When the missionary stepped off this ship, there was no one to greet him.
当这个传教士下轮船的时候，一个人也没有来接待他。
He felt defeated and self-pity crept into his heart.
他感到很失败，他有些自怜。
And the enemy whispered, "Look at you. You gave your whole life for what? No one even cares."
就是魔鬼撒旦这时候就会说，你看看你一生去传道，你得到了什么？
But in the quiet of his heart, he felt God was saying.You're not home yet.
在他心灵的深处，一个平静的声音传出，神告诉他说，你还没有回到天家。
You should let that sink in. You're not home yet.
我们要想思想这个问题，我们现在这个世界并不是我们的家。
I get the feeling if I spend 5 minutes in heaven, I'm going to look back and go, all the sacrifices, quote unquote, ministry, time, energy, resources I've used for the kingdom of God, I'm going to look back and go, that was worth it.
如果我能够在天国待上五分钟的时间，我看到我在今生所做的所有的一切，为了主的缘故，为了福音的缘故，所做出的所有的奉献，我都会肯定，毫无疑问的，我知道这一切都是值得的。
If you look at the Beatitudes up to this point, everything you can enjoy here.
如果我们看到八福，前面的八福，在这个为义受逼迫之前的八福，都是说你在这今世上也会受到一些祝福。
Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are who are thirsty for righteousness. There, it can all be done here. But this one, you cannot do it here.
这是唯一的一个八福里唯一的一个，这个福分是在属天的福分强调的。
And I gather Jesus saying, even if you miss all the other one, this one should give you rejoicing, because you got a home to return to.
耶稣基督在八福里告诉我们，即使你没有得到前面几个。所讲述的祝福，但是这一点的话也会给你带来欢喜快乐，因为你会有属天的福分。
I'm trying to get ready DC to do something this year, and one of the challenges I have is to wake up in the morning and think about Jesus first.
我想在 DC 教会的话，希望能够复兴我们的教会，有一个很难做的事情是每天起床第一个思考的就是耶稣基督。
It's so hard.
确实是很困难。
This week I was thinking about my mom and dad, and my dad used to love this singer. This is like a very traditional Korean song singer named Park Chuna.
就是这周我思考我父母比较多。我的父亲喜欢一个南韩的一个音乐家。
So I was listening to all these songs, and next morning I woke up. Guess what was first out of my mouth?
因为我在听我父亲所喜欢的这个。音乐家他唱的歌，结果第二天早上我起来，因为我一直听他的歌，第二天早上起来的话，从我嘴里面出来就是这个音乐家所唱的。
It wasn't Jesus.
但这个并不是耶稣基督。
So that evening in the journal, I wrote, I failed.
在那天晚上，在我的日志里面，我说我今天又失败了。
This morning I got up. You know what the first thing on my mind was?
今天
my sermon.
今天早上我醒过来第一件事情在我的脑海里浮现的是什么，是今天的讲道。
Tonight I'm going to write in my journal I messed up.
今天晚上我在日志里也要这样写下来，我今天又失败了。
That's so hard. It shouldn't be, but it is.
就是说每天醒来第一件事就是思考耶稣基督，这是十分困难的一件事情。
It reminded me of 25th chapter of Matthew where people said, Lord, I preached in your nameI healed in your name. I did all of these things in your name. And Jesus says, I don't know you.
就是马太福音有这样的经文，就是说是有很多人来到在末日的时候，就来到耶稣基督面前说，我用你的名义传道赶鬼等等，但耶稣基督却告诉他们，我并不知道你。
It scared me. What if I do all these things in the name of Jesus, but not even know him?
这个事情让我感到很警醒。我做了应在耶稣基督的名下做了这么多事情，但是我真的知道耶稣基督吗？
My friends, when God wants us to know him, he'll put us through some trials.
如果神让我们想彻底的知道他的话，他会让我们经历一些磨砺。
So he can mold you and make you and shape you into the person he envisioned you to be.
他会雕琢你，改变你，让他成为他你应该成为的人。
I pray if you're not a believer in 2025, you say, God, I want to know this Jesus who's bigger than my life. I want to receive him in my heart.
如果我们在座有还没有信主的话，我愿意为你祈祷，希望你能够在新的一年能够认识耶稣基督。
For others of us who've known Jesus for many years, but he's still somebody that's outside of your house, not in your house, I pray you can walk with him and journey with him and think of him each day of your life.
对我们信主已经多年的兄弟姐妹，我希望在新的一年里面，你能够真正的知道耶稣基督，在你的内心里面知道他，与他同行，与他同在。
I pray all of us can say I'm all in Jesus' name.
我希望我们大家都可以说，我们是全心全意的爱主耶稣基督。
Let me close with this poem. It's in one of the books that I have. I wish I could say I read all the books I bought, but some books I just read halfway and I'm done, right? And this is the poem from one of those books. I was halfway done.
好，下面读一下这个诗。当上帝想要雕琢一个人。
The man here is inclusive, is man and woman. So he says, when God wants to drill a man and thrill a man and kill a man, when God wants to mold a man and play the noblest part, when he yearns with all his heart to create so great, bold a man that all the world shall be amazed, watch his methods, watch his ways. How he ruthlessly perfects whom he royally elects, how he hammers him and hurts him, and with mighty blows converts him into trial shapes of clay which only God understands. While his tortured heart is crying and he lifts beseeching hands. How he bends but never breaks. When he's good, he undertakes. How he uses whom he chooses and with every purpose fuses him. By every act induces him to try his splendor out. God knows what he's about. And my friends, this year, like last year, you're going to have ups and downs. Remember, God knows what he's doing. And may you rejoice and be glad, for you are suffering in the name of Jesus Christ. Let me pray. Father, we thank you for this afternoon. And Lord, we lift up this congregation, this beautiful people that you have gathered here, that they'll walk with you, talk with you, converse with you, get to know you, not just know about you. And when the troubles come, and certainly it will when we live that way, may we have the fortitude to rejoice and be glad in it. For we know that we have a home to return to. For we know that our Lord is glad with us. For we know that we're on the right side of you. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.